The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host,
the Sammy B, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
And we are post-game, our first post-game, second maybe, I don't know how you want. It's the first real post game.
It's the first real one. That's what I was going to say.
It is. I will take it.
The real
I'm starting off. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the real deal show. Bring it. Go ahead.
Bring it. All right. I'm starting off with this. Coach Jenkins, I know you don't listen to my podcast. I wish you would.
That'd be great.
But you have got to stop letting JV guard LaMarcus Aldridge. He cannot do it.
He won't do it.
It is.
He could, but he won't do it.
Infuriating. He can't. He can't do it, man. LA torched them last year. He put up 50.
52.
He plays well against Memphis every time because he can shoot the ball. And JV has given him a stinking football field of space.
If he would just move closer to him, there's a chance of him missing.
I don't care
it.
If he blows past you. I'd rather him dunk the piss
out
of it.
And you know Aldridge ain't going to – well, he could, but I doubt that happens. He's like 110
Trust
now,
your
so.
Defense. Trust Bingo. Your help defense, man.
Bingo.
That's all he's got to do. JV is playing off this dude by a country stinking mile. It's insane.
There was the one shot I saw that I remember just here in the last quarter. He had like 10-foot gap there, literally a 10-foot
and
gap.
And, yeah, you're 7 foot tall and you got a massive wing. You cannot close that space.
No. Not that much, no.
It
was embarrassing. I love that man, and it's embarrassing. Please, Jonas, guard your man.
We love JV. I hate to start off on a negative. It was a loss. The Grizzlies got beat by 12 points. Thank God that LaMarcus Aldridge was not on fire tonight. They would have lost by 50.
It'd have been awful.
Sam, what was the final score? I know what it was. I got it. I just
okay.
moved. But what do you got? Final score.
It's on the wrong thing. Okay, Spurs 131, Memphis 119.
Grizzlies fall to 0-1 on the season. Boo.
Depressing.
It's crap. Ja Morant, the huge bright spot for the Memphis Grizzlies. 44 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals.
Is that a career high for him?
Career high.
In a loss.
And here, but this is a stat, and obviously, you know, it's not more important than 44 points, obviously. But Ja took care of the ball. 44 points, 9 assists. He had 1 turnover.
Hey, he's doing what I told him to do.
Taking care of the ball.
He's doing but that's not none for the whole year, but I tell you what,
he broke it already, Sam.
I know, but I'm impressed. It's only 1, and the dude had 9 assists.
That's it's great. It's fantastic game by Ja. You had to – so we knew going in, missing Jaren. We don't know what we're missing with Justice, but we do know that Justice is a talented player. Justice will be a rotation player, no doubt about it, hands down.
We saw him play Dwayne Wade's retirement year.
Yeah.
We saw Winslow play, and he did pretty well that night. He didn't do, like, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, 50-10-12, but
we know what kind of player he is.
Exactly, but
we don't know what type of impact he's going to have on this team.
But we know he's good. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. We know that he's a good player. Hopefully he gets healthy and we move forward and things go well. But, you know, you're missing 2 key players in your rotation. I'm not going to make a ton of excuses. There were a lot of times where there was not enough effort. This is 3 things. So I'm, you know, the Hoop Ball subscribers, the Fantasy Pass guys. If you're not subscribed to the Hoop Ball Fantasy Pass and you're a fantasy basketball player, you're completely missing out. Our Discord is on fire. It's been blowing up all night long. You have some of the best minds in the industry available at your fingertips. They were going to set up like an office hours of, okay, this person's going to be available at this time, this person at this time.
That's pretty cool.
But they haven't done that because Discord is so easy to use and it's so friendly that, you know, questions are being thrown out there all the time and somebody seems to always be around to answer those questions. It's not a 24-hour-a-day thing, but at almost any point in the day, if you have a question about fantasy, you go on HoopBall's Discord and you fire it away, and you're going to get a voice from the industry to answer your question about fantasy. So if you're not on board, if you don't have the fantasy pass, go to hoop-ball.com, get signed up for that, and take advantage of this Discord. The Discord by itself with nothing else is worth the fee. It's worth it. It's $4.99 a month. And the Discord itself, I promise you, you will not find anything better. The Discord is electric. I'm loving it. And I went down on that side trail and lost track of where I was going. But anyway, Discord, go check it out. It's amazing. But here we are, first game of the season. Some bright sides, some stuff. Brandon Clarke looked bad, and that's okay. Like, it's not, so his numbers weren't bad. Sam, what were Brandon's numbers?
Oh, Brandon. Brandon, he played 26 minutes, had 10 points, 3 rebounds, a block, and shot 5-for-9 from the field.
So, you know, I mean, that's still like
55.6%.
You know, so he was still efficient, but he just kind of, you could tell that he was rusty. This is his second game. He played one preseason game.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So this is his second preseason game. I know where I was going with the Discord thing.
Uh-oh.
Now. I apologize.
Light bulb.
So I was talking the Discord. There's three things about this game that I caught early on. Not that early on, but caught it as I was watching the game. There's three things. Number one, it's not really Grizzlies related, but Keldon Johnson, he's a younger guy. He's starting for the Spurs, and he's looking really good. He played really well tonight. Great job, Keldon Johnson. That was something that's not Grizzlies related, but that's something that stood out to me. Number two is Desmond Bane is going to be in the NBA for a long time. The kid can shoot. We already knew that. I think that, you know, even though, like, give me his stat line. I threw his name out there. What
Desmond
do tonight?
10.5 minutes, had 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 of 5 from the field for a 40%. He was 2 of 4 from three-pointer.
Yep. So he can shoot the ball. We knew he could shoot it. He's going to be around for a while. You want to see him do a little bit better, obviously, but first game.
Only in 10 minutes, I can't complain about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, his release is quick, smooth stroke. He's a baller. He will be good moving forward. He's going to be a rotation guy, no doubt about it. He can make an impact on both ends of the floor. And the third thing, and this is the biggest thing for me, the Grizzlies have got to find offense when Ja Morant is not on the floor. The Grizzlies' offense was terrible when Ja was not on the floor. Ja was the only – I'm going to look and double-check this. I want to make sure that I'm correct in saying this. But he was the only Grizzlies player tonight that was positive. He was plus 10 when he was on the floor. Every other Grizzly – I'm going to add this up for you real quick. You're going to have to listen to me, Ad. I'm sorry. 23, 31 – 51, 58, and 12, 70. Ja was plus 10. The rest of the Grizzlies combined were -70. You're not going to win ball games like that.
Boo-boo, poo-poo.
You're not. JV, you cannot give big guys that shoot that much freaking space. If he keeps giving them that much space, get him the heck off of the floor.
Put Brandon out there.
I love JV. You guys know how much we love JV.
He's all right.
But he cannot do that. He can't. We had the same conversation last year when they were playing the Spurs, because he always does this with LaMarcus Aldridge.
That, and when he plays god dang Pelicans too.
The big guys that can shoot give him fits. And I know as a coaching staff that they see that, they've got to fix that problem. If not, you're not going to beat teams with big guys that can shoot.
You're going to get
with
eaten.
JV playing 10 feet off of them.
You are going to get eaten alive.
L.A. started off slow. I think he ended like 9-for-17 from the field. And had he shot the ball better, this game would have been lopsided as hell.
9-for-17, had 20 points.
And he started off bad. He started off horrible. But it wasn't because the defense was good on him. It was because he was just missing.
Just
because
he boo-boo.
All right.
Mm-mm.
It's you just got to do better. You got to do better. It's
the first game.
It is.
It's the first game. That's one thing I was going to say. It's the first game. You live and you learn.
You do. All right. Let's run it. Sam, go ahead. Outside of Dylan Brooks, give me the rundown of all the stats because we didn't really do that.
Okay.
Final. I'm going to give you the final score of the game, 131-119. We said that already. Want to drop it again. Grizzlies 0-1 on the season. And go with the stats, Sam. You don't have to do minutes played. Just do the points, rebounds, assists,
okay.
steals, blocks.
Okay.
If they don't have any. You know what to do.
Yep.
I ain't got to tell you.
Ja had 44 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, and 18 of 27 from the field. And then you want me to do Dylan?
No, I'll talk about Dylan okay. when you're...
Jonas Valanciunas had 15 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 6 of 11. Kyle Anderson, 7 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, no blocks, and 3 of 8 from the field. Grayson Allen, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 2 of 7. Brandon had 10 points, 3 rebounds, a block, 5 of 9. De'Anthony Melton, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, and 1 of 6 from the field. Ooh, that's 16.7%. Yuck.
Yeah, he didn't shoot the ball
no,
well for sure.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
Tyus Jones, 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 of 5 from the field. I like seeing him play. That's good.
Yeah, he was a minus 20 tonight, though. He did not play well.
I still like seeing it. You know, he's still good.
Glad
to
have
him
back,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Gorgui. Big Gorgie, 5 points, a rebound, an assist, a steal, 2 blocks, 2 or 3 from the field. I like to see that. You know, they'll increase those a little bit, but that's
yep.
good.
And we already talked about Desmond, so we won't run over him
and
again.
And then that's everybody. Yep.
Yep. So Dylan Brooks, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and he shot 50% from the field. So I wanted to save Dylan for last because, well, you know, about my love affair with Dylan. He did foul out of the game. He was a minus 10, could have done some things better. But I want to talk about a video, and I shared it on Twitter. You can go and find it. The show is at HoopBallGrizz on Twitter. Go look it up. There's a video of Dylan, and he's talking about the holes in his game and the things that he realized watching film after the bubble. He went to the coaches, and he talked to them about it. With him and the coaches watching film, he's aware of the holes in his game, and that's a good thing to see. He is attempting to fix it. So, yeah, he did shoot the ball a lot. But let's be honest, Dylan Brooks is your second offensive option right now. He is. Jaren Jackson is out. 100. John Moran is one. Dylan Brooks is two.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue JV, Dylan Brooks, 2A, 2B. You can argue that. I'm fine with that. But he's going to take shots right now. The assist numbers is what I like to see. Him attempting to improve his vision. Him attempting to be more of a playmaker, a facilitator, you need somebody that's going to be able to do that consistently. And if he steps up into that role and he's that guy, I'll tell you right now, if Dylan Brooks can do this all year, 16, 4 points and 6 assists, when everybody's healthy, the Grizzlies are going to be hard to beat.
I like 6 assists from Dylan. I like it a lot.
I don't know that he had that many in a game last year. And I can't say that for certain, but I'm going to look it up, and I will let you guys know in our next episode. I'm almost positive that he didn't have that many in a single game last year.
I don't ever remember seeing him having 6 assists.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4.
I remember seeing 3 a bunch. I remember seeing, like, that. No, I'm going to go out on him and say he's never done that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say never, but I don't think he done it at all last year. Check that video out. Like I said, I retweeted it on the page at HoopBallGrizz on Twitter, and you'll see it's a video, and you'll see that it's Dylan. His face is right there. And go watch it and listen to what he's saying. So you have a 24-year-old kid that, all right, you know, I mean, 24, he's a grown man, but whatever. I'm going to call him a kid because I'm old and I can do that. So
I'm old too, kid.
But he's willing to be coached, and that's the – that's the one point that I have talked about religiously on this show is that, yes, Dylan has holes in his game. Dylan makes mistakes, but he's 24 years old and he's coachable. As long as he's willing to spend the time, as long as he can look and say, okay, I know that I'm doing this wrong and I need to fix this. As long as he's doing that, we're in good shape. Because you know he can shoot. We see it. We know Dylan can shoot the ball. If Dylan turns into a guy that can shoot and distribute, makes him that much more valuable on a very friendly contract that some people have complained about. Said it once, I'll say it a million times. Go find me another guy averaging 15 points a game, guarding the best wing on the other team night in, night out on a better contract. I will give it to Charles Barkley. Guarantee it that you ain't going to do it. I guarantee the double guarantee you ain't going
to
do it.
We need to get Charles Barkley saying that. We need to get that.
Get us a sound clip.
We need to do that.
You won't. There's not another wing out there that's getting paid what he's getting paid, doing what he's doing. There's not at all. So, big first game from Dylan Brooks. Unfortunately, you know, like, all right, I'm tired of being negative, Sam.
Okay. Huge
game for Dylan. Love what Dylan done. Ja Morant, career high, 44 points, 9 assists. I would have liked to have seen another assist just so he had a double-double with a career high. He's going to be a future MVP, Sam.
Oh, 100, I absolutely agree with 100%.
We got to watch Ja Morant last year day in, day out,
mm-hmm.
and what he done, what he brings to the game, and how he approaches the game, and how his desire, his will to win is infectious, and he brings his teammates up. He elevates his teammates. One thing that he done tonight, and I want to give Sharon Brown a shout-out, because in her article, and I retweeted this on the HoopBall page, at HoopBallGrizz on Twitter, Sharon and Amy, they've both been guests on the show before. One of the things, they wrote a season preview article for the Daily Memphian. It's out there. Go check it out. Free to read. Great article. Those ladies are fantastic at what they do. In her article for things that she would like to see for this season, she said at times she would like to see Ja Morant be a little more selfish, even though that's not in his nature. His nature is to get other people involved and elevate his teammates. But there's times that he needs to be selfish and take over. And we saw that tonight as Ja Morant had a great third quarter and then turned around and had a great fourth quarter as well. And that's why, you know, I was messing around, and then he actually got fairly close. I was like, man, Ja Morant's going to drop 50 tonight. And he got in the ballpark. It wasn't, you know, I mean, he didn't do it. 44 is great, but I was like, man, he's going to do it, because he was not necessarily, he wasn't playing selfish, but he was in attack mode, and they were not stopping him from scoring. Sammy has been over here working hard, trying to see if Dylan, we were talking about it, and he wanted to find out if Dylan had more than 6 assists throughout the season last year in a game.
Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
he had 6 last year.
Did he?
And do you know who it was against?
San Antonio.
Sure was.
Was it?
Believe it or not, it was. Yeah.
That's just coincidence. Did you see how many times he had 6 last year?
1. Any other time? He had 5 one time, and the rest of it's 4 or less.
Okay.
A lot of games are won.
So I know that this is only the first game, and you look for good, you look for bad, you look for things that you need to improve on after the first game. But Dylan Brooks made some good decisions tonight. And from a standpoint of watching what Dylan done in the bubble with the tunnel vision and taking heavily guarded shots, he put up – there were a couple shots. I will say this. There were a couple shots he put up tonight that the defense on him was good, and he could have possibly looked for a better play. But they were down. Ja wasn't on the floor. He was trying to score. He knew with him being the one on the floor, Ja being off of the floor, that he needed to try and put some points on the board because the Grizzlies were down. Didn't work out. big stuff. Ja and Brandon were definitely Ja and Dylan were definitely the bright spots in this game tonight.
For sure.
So we pack it up. We're 0-1. We stay.
I've got one more thing to add to that.
Go ahead.
One. Do you know his career high in assists by chance?
Dylan's career high? I don't off the top of my head, man.
It's 8.
8? When did he do that?
2018 against the Pistons.
18? Was that year two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was in the second part of the 17-18 season. So
okay.
It was like January. No, it was in April. I think it said it was April. I believe. So it was right at the end of it.
So
but
I'm gonna,
still.
This is what I'm going to do with that, Sam. I will bet you, I'm going to make my bold prediction for the year, Dylan Brooks will have a new career high in assist.
Bet.
This season.
Bet.
I think that we see Dylan Brooks get into double digits in assists this season. I do. He's looking for it. He's still attacking. He's still going to the bucket. He made some great drives, got to the bucket. Dylan makes some tough shots. He made a really weird kind of Euro step. I mean, I don't really know what to call it, but Euro step. And then, like, the finish was not traditional, but he made it. It looked ugly while he was doing it, but it went in, and that's
all
fine.
That matters.
You know, he can create his own shot. We know that. But he was looking to create for other guys tonight, and you love to see it. You got anything else on the game tonight?
Nothing on this game. Completely off topic. Nikola Jokic has a triple-double. The triple-double man has a triple-double.
We ain't even talking about that right now, Sam.
I'm just saying.
We're trying to record a podcast, and he's on the NBA app keeping up with Jokic.
I have to. It's my guy.
Anyway.
Anywho.
We'll leave it at that. Again, the final score, 131-119. San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies fall to 0-1. What's next? The Atlanta Hawks.
Who's going to get smacked?
Grizzlies were 1-1 in the preseason against the Atlanta Hawks. And again, the 1-1, I don't really want to give it the 1-1 because the Hawks came back on the G League Grizz.
Can't even count that.
So next game is Saturday against the Hawks. And we're going to do a crossover show, Sammy B.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I'm in.
The Hootball Hawk Show has reached out to me, and he is wanting to do a crossover show. We have to iron out the schedule. It may be Saturday. We may not have a direct post game after the Hawks game, but we may do a post game and then do the co-show together on Sunday. We're still working out of time, but there will be a crossover Hawks-Grizzlies. And we've got a conversation that's been bouncing around Twitter, and I'm going to do something that I don't really like to do, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I think it's going to be great. So there's been a lot of Trey versus Ja. Trey, right? And we're going to have that conversation, but we're going to do it this way. Our guy over at Hootball Hawks, he is going to argue for Ja Morant. And I am going to argue for Trae Young. That's how it's going down. Obviously, both of us are going to have input on the other guy because, let's face it, I cover Ja, he covers Trae. We know all about their games. So we're going to have input from both sides. But I'm not even going to give you a spoiler. I'm not going to talk any more about it. Tune in to the cross show, the Hootball Hawks, Hootball Grizz, coming together. We're playing on Saturday. Grizzlies are going to be 1-1. They're going to beat the Hawks by 20 points. Ja Morant's having a double-double. JB's having a double-double. Dylan Brooks.
Triple-double.
I'm not going that far.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Dylan Brooks, triple-double.
All right.
Career high in assists. And 50 points, I'm on crack now.
All right, just stop. All right, we want to thank our sponsors here at Hootball. You know about them, mybookie.ag. Go check them out. They are an online sports book. They have more lines and better odds than any other sports book out there. Go over there, use our promo code Hootball, and they will match your deposit. They got all kinds of goodies for you right now. They're doing a Christmas special. They're doing giveaways free bets. Listen, I can gas them up every single show. Until you go over there and you check it out for yourself and you see that I'm not messing around, I'm just wasting breath. I'm still going to tell you about it. I'm still going to tell you how great they are. I'm going to tell you that they have more lines and better odds than any other sports book. I tell you that all the time. They've got it. I'm not lying. MyBookie.ag, the promo code is HoopBall. Get in over there. Follow Dan at Dan Best for us on Twitter. Follow the guys at HoopBall Gaming. Dan is doing a tweet storm every day about NBA betting. Get in and get you some stinking money from MyBookie.ag using the promo code HoopBall. Let them know we sent you. That's what keeps the train moving. We appreciate you guys. We're going to wrap it up. I've already dropped the show's Twitter handle. I'm going to drop it again because I want you guys to know where to find us. The show is at HoopBall Grizz. Sam is.
It is Sammy B 1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B 1118.
And I am at DWill 2111. Get out there. Get your fantasy pass. Get in this HoopBall Discord. There's team coverage pages. There's everything. If you're a basketball fan, even if you're not a fantasy guy, the Discord's worth the $4.99 a month just for the conversations that you get to have with the other guys in there. It's fabulous. Sammy B's not in there yet. I've got to get him in there.
He's
going to love
it. We'll get in there.
I'm going to get Sammy B in there. When we finish this show, I'm getting him in.
Done.
You know where to find us. We told you. You know what's coming up next. Grizzlies versus Hawks on Saturday. Grizzlies get the first win of the season. We're calling it now. Be safe out there. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.